that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and a teacher dead, as well as six others hospitalized. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl carried out the shooting and took her own life. The man picked to head up the Health and Human Services Department has been visiting Capitol Hill.
President-elect Trump is defending his health secretary nominee, Robert Kennedy Jr., whose views on vaccines are facing scrutiny as Kennedy meets with senators crucial to his confirmation. Kennedy has said he does not want to take away access to vaccines, but has questioned their safety, even suggesting the polio vaccine could have potentially deadly side effects. The CDC denies that claim.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The senior general in charge of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons programs has been killed by a remote-controlled explosive device that was hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine is claiming responsibility. This is ABC News. A new worry in Florida. Sinking buildings.
A new study warns dozens of buildings in South Florida are sinking. Researchers at the University of Miami found at least 35 coastal buildings affected by what they call subsidence. The study follows the collapse of a condo tower in Surfside, Florida in 2021, where 98 people were killed. Although sinking was not a factor in that disaster, researchers did find the building next door was sinking.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. It's just not Florida either. Last year, researchers found the entire city of New York is sinking, albeit pretty slowly, about 4 millimeters a year. Arrested again, the same woman who tried to get out of the U.S. by stowing away on a flight from New York to Paris. Now Svetlana Dali has been arrested in Buffalo. She apparently cut off her ankle monitor and tried to catch a bus to Canada. And a new competitor to Google, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, is making its search engine available now to everyone for free. It had limited to paid subscribers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A school shooting Monday morning at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School kills three people, including the suspect shooter who was a teenage student who attended the school. A teacher and another teenage student were also killed. Six other students were injured, including two with life-threatening injuries. Barron County deputies have identified two people found dead at a home over the weekend. The sheriff's department says Michael and Michelle Turnipseed were dead at their Chautauqua home Sunday. Court records show Michael was facing domestic abuse charges and that a divorce was proceeding between the couple. And the Milwaukee Brewers Community Foundation raised over $4.5 million for nearly 200 Wisconsin charities in 2023. The team's charitable branch reports the money was raised across the foundation's events, programs, and other initiatives. The organization has raised over $60 million since starting in 2010. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The clock's ticking, but there's still plenty of time to save on great Christmas gifts at Fleet Farm. Tis the season for ice fishing, and we're knocking 10% off select rods, reels, tip-ups, lures, huts, you name it. Visit Toyland and save up to 40% on a bunch of toys for the kids. So come on in and wrap up your shopping today at Fleet Farm, home of the best gift prices guaranteed.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 30. Snow will continue through tonight with around an inch of accumulation possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23. And then we have more snow on the way for Wednesday night through much of Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What do you say? Over. Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I always knew I couldn't hold you, but I'd never be the one to set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen, all his reindeers pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is
go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, a tear fall down, guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a new
son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can,
well, you did it, man.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high for tears.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Montgomery Gentry, something to be proud of here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures low to mid-20s across the region this morning, and could see some snow later today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, talking with Mike North from Ever.Ag. Had a chance to talk with Mike last week during the Milk Business Conference, talking a little bit about the markets here in our Newsmaker segment. Well, we return to our winter sports broadcast scheduled tonight as we will be heading to Elmwood Plum City for boys basketball. We'll have that game for you tonight as Durand, Arkansas at Elmwood Plum City with the pregame at about 7 o'clock, tip-off at 7:15. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we get a market update from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource. His comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org.
We've got good news, at least if you're a milk producer, maybe not a soybean farmer, but I think the outlook for milk is not bearish. I think a lot of people in the trade also are fairly positive. Short-term, and especially long-term. I just got back from the Farm Journal's milk conference in Las Vegas, and the consensus is, you know, record consumption of dairy products in the U.S. And fortunately, there's been really nothing that we have found or identified that curtails that. So, you know, bird flu, I don't think sentiments changed whatsoever. There's no price we have found that rations butter consumption in the U.S. or worldwide. I also think long term, you can kind of see the math playing out where we do have to contend with periodic increases in milk production and dairy product production in places like Europe and New Zealand. But over time, I don't think the outlook for their production growth is terribly positive. So the U.S. will be the one to fill inelastic growing dairy consumption over the next decade. And so the U.S. has really found this new plateau of world market share, and that probably gets bigger over the next decade. So that doesn't help us with the class three milk outlook for the next 90 days, but I do think that, you know, dairy is going to be one of the bright spots in the U.S. ag economy for the foreseeable future, even probably in 2025. You know, I think that what is unique now is the U.S. markets really across the board, non-fat dry, butter, cheese, and even fluid milk, very competitive. So I think we do have some export growth ahead, certainly like late winter and spring. That's going to give us, I think, a lot of opportunities moving forward. And also feed costs, something that would really drive major changes in U.S. or world protein meal or feed grain supply and demand. So dairy margins, while we do, we will reiterate this, we favor locking them in, passing some risk off onto someone else. I think those margins kind of stay intact throughout 2025. The 2025 could be as good of a year as 2024, given costs should be down. So just checking in on markets, you know, we've highlighted this before, but everything's been pretty normal over the last 6 months. Call spot milk $19, maybe $20 a hundredweight class three, butter at $2.50. Probably stays here for the next 60 to 90 days. I don't think there's a lot of downside risk. So while it was kind of gloomy and doomy for a little bit, I do think that a lot of that's been digested in the market's annual resetting of value has occurred. So now that's in the rearview mirror. The story is steady to higher milk prices, probably steady to maybe a little weaker feed prices. We like the margins where they exist today, and that's kind of the story until something changes.
Comments from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org and clicking on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. What are among the takeaways contained in a recently issued Federal Advisory Committee report focused on the next set of dietary guidelines for Americans? We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
What recommendations are provided by a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report regarding new federal dietary guidelines covering the period of 2025 to 2030? Janet DeJesus of the Department of Health and Human Services notes among those recommendations for HHS and USDA
have one flexible dietary pattern
consisting of core elements but flexible dietary choices, a model called Eat Healthy Your Way.
So really to show people that there's many ways that you can eat. For example, your protein foods can be solely vegetable, or you can move across the continuum and include seafood and animal-based proteins.
The website, dietary guidelines, all one word.gov, contains details on a 60-day public comment period on the report now underway and an oral comment public hearing scheduled for the middle of next month. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And in case you missed it, the Agriculture Department sees more milk ahead and raised its milk production forecast in the latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report. And the 24 forecast was raised based on higher expected milk cow numbers, ditto for 2025, as additional cows are expected to partially offset slower growth in milk per cow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, A law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercies in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of guide us with the light of love.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Montgomery Gentry. Something to be proud of here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 24 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, January and February milk steady. January at 20.30, February 19.97, March down 2 to 19.98, April down 3 at 19.63. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up a quarter to 173. 40-pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 182 and a quarter. 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.5 to 250. 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137 and 3/4. No trades. Dry whey down 4 3/4 to 174 or 274.5 rather. 6 trades on the day. Meanwhile, the cattle complex showed red through most of yesterday as traders took premium out of the market. The exuberance of last week may have been just a bit overdone, with the potential for higher cash trade this week still in question. Hog futures also suffered losses through the October contract, despite higher cash and cutouts on Monday. A lot of technical selling. Now, cattle and hogs are both called mixed to start the day today. December live cattle opens the day at 192.02, February 189.97, April 191.75. January feeder cattle open at 255.55, March 256.37, April 257.42. February hogs open at 83.55, April 88.25, May 91.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans also slightly lower and wheat slightly higher today. Now, the trade continuing to wait really for some type of big news to move the markets higher. Right now, we still have that positive South American weather, really some decent weather as well for the winter wheat crops as well. Now, we have had some positive corn export numbers, and that is still providing a little bit of support this morning, at least early on in the market. March corn up 1 to 446, May up 0.5 to 452 and a quarter, July up 0.25 to 455 and a quarter, new crop up 0.25 to 440 and a half. January beans down 0.5 to 981 and a half. March down 3/4 to 985 and a quarter. May down 1 to 995. New crop down 3 at 995 and 3/4. January soybean meal down $1 to 285.90. January soybean oil down 7 cents to 41.65. Chicago wheat, March up 1 to 551, May up 1 1/4 to 562 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, March and May both up 3/4, March at 6 3/4, May at 608. Energy markets this morning are moving mostly lower, as January crude oil down 71 cents to 70 even. February down 66 cents to 69.63. January and February gas both down 2 cents. January at 196. February also at 196. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 388, January 391, new crop 380. Cash beans 902, January 907, February 901, new crop 909. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn 405, January and February 405, March 407. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn 405, January 405. Synergy Co-op Oak Mound, cash and new crop corn 390, cash beans 902, new crop 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 390, cash beans 897, new crop 909. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, April 432, May 434, new crop 401. Cash beans 959, April 962, May 964, new crop 940. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 382, cash beans 911, new crop 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 96 to 120, bulls 120 to 152, calves 250 to 1030, beef steers 191 to 410, Holstein steers 199 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 175 and down, light lambs 205 and down, ewes and rams 85 and down. Goat markets, does 170 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Tonight, yeah, take a chance, slow dance.
tonight. I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down on my knees just to beg you one more time. Yeah.
Panthers, from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, nowhere to go and no pot of gold in sight. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare, touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. To think that love would never find me, and the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line. Not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare, you touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. Ooh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnekins from the Milk Business Conference. Thank you to our sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, and Osteoplastics. And joining us right now, Mike North with Ever.Ag. I always get to say it the wrong way. And we're going to look into Mike's crystal ball, because as you know, a few years back at this event, Mike's crystal ball was like right on the nose, where he was predicting and saying, we're going to have lower prices, you better get the dairy margin coverage insurance. If you don't, you're on your own. And he's been the clearest crystal ball I know. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the markets. Now, you know, normally in the fall, we see a really nice bump in cheese and butter because of football and holidays and all of that. Looks like all that happened in summer.
Yeah, that September-October peak was the peak that everyone was looking for. And it can fall somewhere in that window of September through November. It's never perfectly dialed into a date. But the disappointing thing for us this year is that it came on the earlier end of that. And really, it was a statement from the consumer. And we have talked about this stressed consumer for a long time. Inflation is no secret. There's no one that avoids it. It touches us all. And the consumer at every level, and you read the quarterly earnings reports out of Wall Street, you're seeing many companies citing even the highest income consumer peeling back some of their purchases, trading down some of the things they would ordinarily buy for something of lesser quality or lesser volume. And we're seeing that happening all over. And when we took block to 220 and barrel to 260, we outpriced our consumer. And the consumer basically backed away. We had enough to satisfy the Q4 needs for all of the things you cited, the football season, kids going back to school and college, and all of the wonderful cheese tray we love to take to the family gatherings we have this time of year. And end of day, once that was satisfied, they basically said, we're done. See you later. And we fell 80 cents in a week and a half. And markets, you know, move to a place where ultimately we clear and find value again. And if you go back and look at charts, you'll find that prior to this big run-up, we spent a lot of time trading 165, 170, 175 cheese, and then we inched it higher, inched it higher, inched it higher, then blew it higher, and then that was the peak and it was all over. And so we're back to what I'll call market clearing prices. The good news for dairymen is that exports, anecdotally, are moving. And as we, you know, pick up in discussions with those in the space, we would expect that that should start to show up in reporting once we get into the first quarter. And you'll start to see some, you know, bullishness around that. But there again, we now have to keep in mind who still buys the majority of our cheese, the American consumer. And so I would suggest that we have room for some upside in milk, and there could be some positivity here, but every rally is worth defending. Every rally is worth taking advantage of, because at the end of the day, we still have an American consumer that's not out of the woods. And if you saw the inflation numbers this morning, we were at 2.7% for the month of November, and end of day, we're going to make a really hard case for why we shouldn't lower rates, yet they will. And the economy's kind of in this tug of war right now, where we're trying to slow down spending and encourage it at the same time. So it's going to be an interesting little debacle we find ourselves in. But the consumer's very pointed in their own statements, even though it comes by way of how they spend their money. We aren't buying what we used to. And one of the fastest growing categories we have right now is frozen pizza. And, you know, there's all of us that have gone through this stage where we lived on macaroni and cheese and, you know, frozen pizza and things of that nature. And then when we had more money, we went out to eat and we bought a real pizza. And not to, you know, look down at a frozen pizza, but the reality of that is there's less cheese on that. So if we are a nation that converts 52% of our milk to cheese, and we're moving to products with less cheese on them, that doesn't bode well for moving the volume we need to support the price we want.
Talking with Mike North with Ever.Ag this morning. The day before we did this interview, we had the WASDE report. Any surprises on the milk and dairy side?
Not so much on the milk and dairy side, but I will say for dairymen, we're continuing to true up the demand numbers, especially around corn. We didn't really touch beans, but corn saw a 200 million bushel increase in demand, 50 of it to ethanol, 150 of it to exports. And we've been tracking that for a while and making this comment like, hey, guys, exports have been super strong. We're way out ahead of the five-year average. Ultimately, we're projecting that they could raise that 150 million bushels. They did. And reality is the market's up 20 cents over the last six sessions. So as we, look at this corn market, it's finding some strength. I would tell you that as we look at the future, there will be an interesting battle between corn and soybeans, because if you've been watching beans, they've been kind of on a slow drift lower and really having a hard time coming up off of that $10 number that supported it. As you look at what's going on in South America, they're continuing to get decent weather. We're really only about 30 days to be able to make any definitive statements about their crop, but it feels really good right now. If we can keep rain in the forecast and keep hitting it, putting it on the ground, that bean crop will get made. And we'll be talking about this 169 million metric ton crop, and it will be another new record, which makes another successive year of another record crop, which will take ending stocks to north of 35%, meaning we got a four-month supply in the world. We've never had that many soybeans in supply. That will put pressure on the soybean market. And now, as we lead towards our own planting season, the race to figure out what the acreage will be is on. And, ultimately, if soybeans are really feeling the pressure, that likely means that the American corn farmer, who loves to plant corn, won't be so enticed to plant beans. And quite likely we'll see a gross amount of acreage shift, which, again, markets work. If, in fact, this corn price carries the premium that it does today, it won't be a mystery as to why we see acres move. And fundamentally, that will change the balance sheet again, and we'll be back again talking about 2 billion plus bushels in the ending stocks number and why prices are moving lower. So, the dairyman can be at least a little bit happy if he's a feed buyer, that, feed likely will be well-priced for their efforts. And, we'll continue the ebb and flow.
Talking with Mike North with Ever.Ag. Okay. You've said this to me before. Markets hate uncertainty. Now, we have a new administration coming in, and there's nothing we can do about that. That is going to happen. Markets hate uncertainty because there's a lot of uncertainty over tariffs. How much? Who against? Is it against everybody? What's the rate? What's going to happen with all of that stuff? For some of the fundamentals, do we have to kind of wait here until some of this uncertainty kind of gets more certain?
No question that is part of the bigger questions around the market right now. But the luxury we have, and perhaps some of the certainty that we have, is that we've watched Trump in office for 4 years already. We've watched this process of negotiation. We've looked at a more protectionist environment through the lens of, how he sees the world. And reality is that, there's really three countries that come into play when we talk about tariffs. China, not worried about that one. We already went to the table with them. We already went through the hardest part of the whole deal, the negotiation process. We got a deal signed. And we had phase one and phase two already agreed upon. China said yes. They signed the bottom line. They only completed 58% of phase one. So now that there's teeth back in the dog, I believe you're going to see Trump come back to the table and slide that piece of paper across to President Xi and basically put it at him and say, hey, look, you agreed to this. You never followed through. Here's the deal. Let's get it done. And that will actually be a boon for agriculture in that regard if it prompts China to buy more from us and less from other people in the world, namely Brazil. But let's not overlook the fundamentals. Part of what helped drive 2020 with the phase one deal was the fact that inventories got really low. And so it likely doesn't look like the 2020 Phase 1 agreement as it took off from the launch pad. It likely will be something a little bit milder than that. But that takes the uncertainty away from China. Canada, I think, is, you know, it was kind of laughable yesterday when you saw the Twitter post, you know, just had a great meeting with Governor, the great Governor Trudeau from the great state of Canada. I mean, it kind of frames up a little bit of the view of how this goes, right? I mean, Canada is a great partner for us, and I think will continue to be. The proximity just gives us the upper hand in that relationship. We can't overlook that, but let's also, you know, look at the fact that they signed a USMCA deal with us that they have not upheld, dairy being one of the biggest call-outs on that front. And so I think there's going to be a little bit of, you know, coming to Jesus with them and, you know, Trump putting Trudeau's feet to the fire a little bit and saying, hey, look, you guys signed the deal. You still aren't doing the deal either. Not so worried about them. I think to me, Brian, the biggest question mark swirls around Mexico. And we have two major issues that we need to solve with them. Number one is the border issue, immigration, however you want to package that. And number two is the nearshoring of product as it's coming from China, hitting Mexico, getting on rail or truck and coming north to the United States and completely circumventing all of the tariffs and all of the things that we've done to restrict their access. Bottom line is he could use tariffs to leverage success on those fronts. That would be bad for us. It really would be. Mexico, by far and away, is our biggest partner on almost every front. Grains, hogs, pork, beef, you know, what we do on the dairy side, there is no close second place there. So that one would be harmful. I don't know how to quite take that one yet, and I don't think any of us really know until we get into the weeds with it. But there's no doubt that the subject of the border is high on his list as problems to solve.
And so, Mike, folks want more information, how can they contact you?
Real easy, just go to our website. It's www.ever.ag, www.ever.ag.
Mike North with Ever.Egg, and we're from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expect chances of snow this week in our ag weather forecast. As the system moves in today, we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of snow and 3 to 6 inches of snow across Wisconsin on Thursday with a larger system moving in. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, and we'll have a slight chance of snow developing late this afternoon. We'll have highs upper 20s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of snow. Lows 17 to 22, northwest winds at 5 to 10, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 17 to 22, relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, and then becoming cloudy late. 50% chance of snow developing, lows from 9 to 14. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%, northwest winds at 5 to 7. For Thursday, 90% chance of snow, highs at 21 to 26, relative humidities at 73 to 78%, southeast winds at 8 to 13. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 25 to 30.
Willow
local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Duran,